Hello and welcome back to Bases Loaded. We are in the midst of the spring sports season, with today being opening day for pretty much every team. We had the Yankees and Giants playing last night on Netflix to kind of, you know, kick off the season, but today is kind of like, you know, the official opening day. We have March Madness, which started last Thursday, and then we'll kick up again tonight in about an hour with the Sweet 16 matchups in the men's tournament beginning tonight, and then the women's tomorrow. And then, you know, by the end of this week, we will know who is going to be in the Final Four for both the men's and women's NCAA Division One. So we'll kind of recap some of that as well. I mean, we'll do some opening, not really opening day, I should say, but more like kind of season preview for baseball this year. And then we'll start with the World Baseball Classic, which the USA falls short once again for the second tournament in a row, making it or losing in the final in a one-run game this year to Venezuela with a score of 3-2, whereas the 2023 tournament we lost to Japan, I think it was like 2-1. Completely different, because when we won in 2017 against Puerto Rico, the game was not close. So we'll kind of, I think last time I did a show, I think they hadn't even started the tournament yet. The USA didn't. I think some teams had played a game or two, and then the last show I was in was the 5th of March, and then I think the US started their tournament play on the 6th. So we finished 3-1 in group play. It came down to us needing Italy to beat Mexico to clinch a quarterfinal, or to move on to the quarterfinals. They took care of Mexico very handedly, you know, not close. And then we got to the quarterfinals against Canada. We won 5-3. After getting out to like a 5-1 lead, it did get pretty close. Like, they hit a 2-run homer in the 6th or 7th inning to get, you know, within 2. And then we had the semifinal against Dominican Republic, where we got behind 1-0. And then we had back-to-back home runs by Gunnar Henderson and Roman Anthony, two players from the AL East. Henderson on the Orioles, and then Anthony on the Red Sox. And we held on to win 2-1, setting us up, or advancing us into the finals. And then it was Italy, Venezuela in the other semifinal. Venezuela wins the play, and, you know, moved to the finals. Their first ever final appearance. We've been in the last three. I think that's it. I don't think we made it to a final before 2017 when we won. And then we started trying to hoop. It was Paul Steens in the semifinal. started the quarterfinal game. I can't remember. And then for the final, it was some pitcher, I think it was with the Mets. I think he made the opening day roster too. I don't think he's... Well, the Mets already played today. I don't think he started. Because we didn't have Tarik Skubal. He pitched in the just round group play. And then he didn't pitch again. He was in the dugout. I saw him in the dugout, so he was still like on the team. I thought initially I heard he went back to like Tigers spring training camp. So that kind of, I think, really kind of messed up our rotation, because we could have had maybe Skubal could have pitched against Dominican Republic, and then we could have had Skeens go for the final. I think that would have gave us more of an edge. We did kind of have an edge when it came to pitching for that final, because we played Sunday night. The final was on a Tuesday, so you know, you had like an extra day of rest, whereas Venezuela had to play their semifinal game on Monday night. So then, you know, I mean, they still had a day's rest for your bullpen arms, and I mean, you could probably put in like a starter if you felt like it, or you know, if you decide to have your regular starter on like a short leash. And they jumped up to like 2-0. I think it was like 1-0. And then, you know, they scored another run. And then it was 2-0 going into the bottom of the eighth. Bryce Harper tied it with a 2-run homer. And then, top of the ninth, we allowed a leadoff walk and then a stolen base, which we did challenge, but the call stood as called of being safe. I mean, it looked like there was a chance he could have been out, like he maybe like held the tag on him as his, you know, foot came off the base. But I guess, you know, maybe, you know, they had to have like significant evidence to overturn it, video evidence to overturn it, and you know, they didn't. So, and then that run came around to score, so we were down, you know, 3-2 heading into the bottom of ninth, and we didn't do anything against, I mean, my Cubbies closer, Daniel Palencia, who shut us down, and Venezuela clinched their first World Baseball Classic championship. And this was the fifth, because they didn't 06, 09, I think it was 2013, 2017, 2023, 27, or 26. So this is the sixth tournament. Japan has 3 titles, because they won the first two, then they won the last one. USA has won one, Venezuela has won one, and then Dominican Republic has won the other. Okay, so yeah, there's six. And then we'll have, the next one will be in 2029, which we kind of very fun, I'd be like 6 months. It'll definitely be an interesting like year of like, you know, international baseball. Because we'll have the Summer Olympics in 2028 in LA, with baseball and softball coming back. But I mean, it's gonna be in like end of July, early August that the Olympics would be held. And I mean, I know for like, because like NBA, like players, you know, can compete for, you know, their countries in the Olympics because like the season is over. I mean, if you made it to the finals and then you go to like game seven, it's like still middle of June, like later June. So, you know, you'd have like a couple of weeks off and then you'd get, you know, probably do like some exhibition games with your country and teammates. They do pause the WNBA season for like 3 weeks. They do them a little bit of time before like the game start and then afterwards. I mean, I kind of see how to being in the U.S. I think usually it's kind of because of there's travel time. Like the last Summer Olympics were in Paris, so, you know, to get the travel to France and then back after the Olympics and all that. So, I mean, I mean, it's possible they could probably do it, but who knows? And then, you know, we'd have the World Baseball Classic that following spring. So, pretty fun. We'll see. I mean, we'll see if they have any, like, thing happens with that in regards to, like, pro players playing. But then with, like, you know, the World Baseball Classic. Like, yeah, around 6 months after the Olympics would be over. You know. So we'll just kind of see how it goes with that. And then moving on to kind of the current big, you know, sporting thing is, I mean, March Madness. I mean, opening day kicks off, but like it's day one, you know, opening day, so it's like it's fun that baseball's back. But you also realize it's like, well, this is game one of 162, so we got a long ways to go, you know, in the season. This is just kind of like, you know, we're back and it's starting and here we go, like, get ready. So March Madness, like I said, Sweet 16 is tonight. Starts or begins tonight. For the men's, we have four games. Starting at 6:10, with the first game being number 11 seed Texas against number 2 Purdue. This is in the West region. I think it's, let's see who's host. It's San Jose. Yep, San Jose is, California's hosting the West region. I mean, it's a Sweet 16. It's basically the region semifinals and championship. So that's first, and then at, you know, approximately 8:45 is the other Sweet 16 matchup in the West region between 4 seed Arkansas and the number 1 seed Arizona. And then in the South region, which is Houston, Texas is hosting the South region, you know, semi-Sweet 16 Elite 8 games this year. At 6:30, we have number 9 Iowa, who beat one seed Florida and the defending national champions. And they will have a Big Ten, you know, matchup here in this Sweet 16 as they play number 4 seed Nebraska. And then at approximately 9:05, we have 3 seed Illinois against number 2 seed Houston. I mean, we'll play. I think they, like, the University of Houston is like 2 miles away from where this game is taking place. So, you know, it's gonna be as close to like home court advantage as you can get. And then tomorrow, we have in the East region, which I believe is in Washington, D.C. is the host. Yep. We have number 5 seed St. John's against number 1 seed Duke at 6:10. And then the other Sweet 16 game is number 3 seed of Michigan State is number two, UConn. And then tomorrow at 6:35 for the Midwest region, Sweet 16, which Chicago is hosting the Midwest region. We have number four seed Alabama against number one seed Michigan. And then at approximately, 9:10, we have sixth seed Tennessee against number two seed Iowa State. So, I mean, Michigan and Iowa State should be pretty well represented. They're closer to Chicago than, Alabama or Tennessee. So we should have, and that's the men's and women's. They start in the afternoon. We have sixth seed Notre Dame against Vanderbilt at 1:30. And we have four seed North Carolina against number one seeded UConn at 4:00. And they're in regional number one in Fort Worth. They just call them regions 1, 2, 3, and 4. And then men's, it's Midwest, West, South, East. So, and then 6:30, 4 seed Minnesota, it's number one seed UCLA. And then at 9:00, we have number three seed Duke against number two seed LSU. And then Saturday, ooh, at 11:30, 3 seed Louisville against 2 seed Michigan. At 2:00, we have 5 seed Kentucky against number one Texas. 4:00 is 4 seed Oklahoma against number one seed South Carolina. And 6:30 is number 10 seed Virginia against number 3 seed TCU. So for the women's tournament, all the 1 seeds survived to the Sweet 16, whereas the men's, it's just the 3. Yeah. So, I mean, all should be pretty good matchups. I know I have I always do, a bracket that I fill out through ESPN's Tournament Challenge. I do 5 men's, 3 women's. I think next year I might bump it up to 5 and 5. Maybe even go do 5 women's, 10 men's. Because you can do up to 25. I mean, that's pretty crazy. Especially if you have to do from the first round, round of 64, all the way to the championship game. So that's a lot more games to pick. And then they'll always do the second chance bracket challenge, so from the Sweet 16 onward, you can do another 25. That's a little bit more easier. I did 10 men's tournament second chances. I'll probably do 10 women's. I have to do that tonight, because I guess apparently they play they start playing at 1:30. One of my men's tournament, or one of my men's brackets, let me find it, I'm in the 97th percentile of all brackets on ESPN. I got for that bracket, I have 13 of the Sweet 16 teams right. And then I have another bracket that's in the 90th percentile. So, and for those 2 brackets, I have Arizona winning. I have 510 points. I think the max you can get is 1,840. Maybe it's something, might be a little higher. It's something like that. So, I got Duke, St. John's, Michigan State, UConn, Nebraska, Illinois, Houston, Arizona, Arkansas, Purdue, Michigan, Alabama, and Ohio State. So I got Tennessee wrong, I had Virginia. I got Texas wrong, I had Gonzaga. And then I had Iowa wrong, I picked Florida. I had all the you know, number one seed making it to the Sweet 16. And then women's bracket, I have one that's in the 70% percentile. On this, I got, let's see, I got Sweet 16, I got UConn, North Carolina, or the ones I got, the Sweet 16 teams I got right, I should say. I got UConn, North Carolina, Notre Dame, Vanderbilt, South Carolina, TCU, UCLA, LSU, Duke, Texas. I gotta do the math in it. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I got 12, okay. So honestly, not too shabby. I mean, the more brackets you do, you kind of have a better chance of, like, you know, because at that point, if you're doing 25 brackets, I suppose by, like, bracket 15, you're probably like, well, you know, maybe a 16 can beat the one seed this time. I mean, Siena almost beat Duke. Like, Duke was losing. They were, like, double digits losing by at one point. And it was, like, kind of like, I think it was around the under 8 minute media timeout that they started, you know, kind of getting a little, getting their way back. So, so it should be, you know, all fun. I mean, we get to, like, because, like, those first 2 days, like Thursday and Friday, where there's, like, all the games going on, and I can watch, like, four at once. And now we get to, like, Sweet 16, where it's, like, you know, two. You need to watch, like, two at a time. Tonight, I mean, tomorrow, I mean, I'll be able to watch the two men's. There will be a women's happening. And then, I don't know what else would be happening. Because, like, the men's is on, like, CBS and TBS. Pretty much from this point on. Like, the first round, it's, like, well, it's, like, CBS, TNT, TBS, True TV. But then, like, the women's tournament's on ESPN. Pretty much the entire thing. I think ESPN, ESPN2. Maybe, like, ESPNU? Sounds like that. So, and then, like, yeah, I don't know what else I'd be able to watch. I don't know if they do ESPN. ESPN's not doing baseball. They, I think it's like NBC. Peacock has, you know, the baseball deals as well as like Fox Sports, you know, and FS1 and all that. So we'll see how that I'm able to watch tomorrow night. And, you know, speaking of baseball, wrapping it up, last topic, 2026 MLB season preview. I mean, we're gonna see if the Dodgers can three-peat. Is gonna be kind of the headline and storyline throughout this season. Can they three-peat? We haven't had a three-peat champion in baseball since the 98-2000s Yankees. I don't think they went to the Yankees. Or Dodgers play the Diamondbacks tonight. On NBC and Peacock. Who's pitching? Gallon for the Diamondbacks and Yamamoto for Dodgers. Okay. On Friday. Well, then we have, like, some games tomorrow. It's weird. Almost have Apple TV is doing games as well. That makes sense. Okay. So, like, Cubs, we don't play tomorrow. other teams don't play tomorrow. Like they'll play Thursday. They have Friday off, and then they played, you know, two games over the weekend. I don't think anyone opens with like a four-game series. Now, let's say some teams are off today. They'll start their season tomorrow for a three-game series, so. Trying to see how that goes. So we're going to see, yep, they can three-peat. I mean, you know, they signed the best, you know, position free agent on the market this offseason, Kyle Tucker, the best, you know, relief pitcher, and Edwin Diaz. You know, they're as stacked can be. This is going to be the first season that Ohtani will be playing as a two-way player as, I don't know, since he was an Angel, I think. In 2024, he only hit because he had surgery in the offseason, but he was still able to hit, but he wasn't able to pitch. So he was just like a DH. I mean, lucky for the Dodgers that the National League has a DH now. But they were able to, like, you know, sign him, and then he was able to, like, be a DH and not have to, like, pretend to be able to try and field if he couldn't throw, you know, on a repaired, you know, arm. So, I mean, they're definitely going to be the favorites in the National League. I mean, you'll have the other teams that can probably go toe-to-toe or even have a chance would be like the Mets from like the National League East, the Cubs from the Central. I don't really think there's anyone in the Dodgers division. I mean, the Padres maybe are the only ones that could probably challenge them, in Arizona, you know, could be a kind of dark horse contender. To maybe be able to take them out. So probably win the division, the Dodgers, but like be able to do it. You know, playoffs is where it's going to be at. And then American League, I mean, we have the defending American League champions, the Blue Jays, who they did lose Bo Bichette in the offseason. They signed Dylan Cease, or they traded for him. Something like that. They acquired him in the offseason, I know. So they'll be definitely in the running. I don't know if they did anything else major to replace Bo Bichette in the offseason. I mean, we will have, you know, trade deadline, obviously. Though that's months away. From the trying, you know, improve a roster. I mean, they did lose him. But also team, like, you know, push the Dodgers to the brink in a 7-game series. And I mean, the Mariners will be up there to try and finally break through and make it to the World Series. I mean, the AL East is going to be tough. I mean, Boston, Baltimore should be better than they were last year. They signed Pete Alonso. So they should definitely. I think they got Tyler Ward too. I don't know if that was. I think that was a trade with the Angels though. So, you know, got some right-handed power bats in that lineup now to go along with like Gunnar Henderson. I mean, Adley Rutschman's a switch hitter. Who else do they have? They have someone named Holiday. I know that. I can't think of his name. Pitching wise, I think they did something pitching wise as well. So they'll be in there. The Central Tigers are probably your best bet. Or like the Guardians. White Sox will be bad. Twins should be a little better. Royals should be better. I mean, pretty much a 4-team race. Realistically, a 2-team race. between Cleveland and Detroit, but like Kansas City could be a dark horse contender. AL West, yeah, probably Mariners. Not Oakland, obviously. They're gonna be. I mean, they had some. Like, they weren't as bad as you would have thought they were last year or going to be. But, you know, they're still kind of that just collecting pieces that'll be part of their team for the future and kind of going from there. Like, they did trade Mason Miller to the Padres. I think last year's trade deadline got, like, one of the top prospects in baseball. He's, like, a switch-hitting shortstop. I mean, they have Zach Wilson at shortstop currently, so they might move him to second base or third. I mean, there's also a DH, you know, so, like, you could split some time between positions. And you have Houston. But I don't know, like, I mean, before last season, you know, they traded Kyle Tucker to the Cubs. Bregman left in free agency. Signed a one-year deal with... Or he signed a deal with Boston, but I think he opted out and then signed with the Cubs. So they kind of lost some key pieces. I mean, they'll have Altuve and, like, Yordan Alvarez, but, like, Altuve is not much, you know, a threat at all. Unless they find a new way to cheat with stealing signs, then he maybe, you know, to have an MVP in quotation marks type season again. Maybe they'll have Alvarez. I mean, the Texas Rangers. Maybe. They've kind of fallen off a little bit since winning the World Series in 2023. Some, I mean, it's kind of just bad luck. I mean, it's basically with a long season. Like, you gotta battle injuries, you know, can happen throughout the year. You have a kind of more of a chance to come back because it's such a long season where, like, football, you know, if you tear, you know, you break, like, a, you know, a collarbone or something like that, you're gonna be out for, like, a month and a half, and that's, like, it's at least 4 to 6 games right there that you're gonna miss. So I mean, I think the Dodgers have a really very legitimate chance of three-peating. I would put it, like, probably like 80% if I'm, like, saying today. I mean, because they'll have, like, Ohtani pitching. Clayton Kershaw retired, but he wasn't doing really much of anything last year. I mean, he was on, like, Team USA's for the World Baseball Classic. It's like, I don't know why. I don't think he pitched at all. Like, his spot got replaced in, like, for the quarterfinals to the end. I don't think he pitched. I don't know why he was on the roster. Like, he wasn't gonna do anything. We could have better start or place him at least. So, from the beginning, I don't know. But so yeah, that's kind of like a short preview. I mean, so I think the Dodgers will probably come out of the National League. I mean, like the Mets, Cubs, you know, like the Padres, Atlanta probably has a chance. I mean, I'd say Milwaukee, but I mean, if they make the playoffs, they'll just lose in, like, the first round or any division round again anyway. So, you know, like they always do. Yeah, kind of see how it goes. I mean, that's kind of like, you know, opening day, beginning of the season preview, and then we'll see kind of how things. This is like step one, and then kind of the thing with baseball is, like, once we hit Memorial Day, past Memorial Day weekend, then you can kind of be like, okay, what do the standings look like? Like, are there some teams? Because we'll have, like, Memorial Day's kind of step one, and then it's like, you know, the All-Star break, trade deadline. I'd say the All-Star break. It's kind of that setting, maybe like a 2A. And then, like, trade deadline would be 2B. With, like, September being the kind of final month to go. You know, home stretch. Because at that point, we have, like, yeah, a month to go. Like, 20-ish games. I mean, maybe 30, depending on, like, you know, having to make up games due to, like, weather and all that. So, that's kind of what I'm sticking with right up now. And then, yeah, we'll kind of see where things go as we get to that Memorial Day kind of first, you know, because by that point, we're about 2 months into the season. So, kind of look at there and with a more, like, I like, okay. Like, you know, maybe this team is, like, you know, they had, like, we thought it could be, like, you know, a little something is actually, you know, they're exceeding expectations type of thing. So, it's kind of where we are right now. So, yeah, we'll be back next week. We'll preview, you know, March Madness Final Four. We'll have we might kind of like look at the NBA. So that's kind of gets put on the side burner with like March Madness happening, because it's all like, you know, win or go home games. Because then we'll have like the women's championship is April 5th, the men's is April 6th. And then by after that, we're like, maybe like about 2 weeks from the NBA playoffs kicking off. And then I think we're like 10 days from like the WNBA draft after like the championship game. I mean, they did sign a new collective bargaining agreement, I believe it is what they were looking at. So they kind of, they will have a season. I think it is going to start on time. So we'll see. I know I saw, I think it was yesterday or Tuesday, I saw a notification like they will have an expansion draft for teams in Portland and Toronto. I think it's later this month. So I think that puts the WNBA up to, is it 16 teams or is it, I think it might be 16. Because the NBA is at 30. So they want to maybe make it 32. They're in talks of doing, I think, Las Vegas in Seattle. I don't know what they'd be in Vegas, but if they're not the Seattle Supersonics, we're going to be bringing the pitchforks and torches. Because they haven't been around. Mid-2000s when they moved to Oklahoma City. So, yeah. We'll be back next week. Final Fours, NBA. Hasn't really been anything football going on. So now that we're kind of weeks past, like, free agency, I mean, there's still, like, a decent amount of solid players available. They might get signed, guess would probably be after like the NFL draft, to see if maybe you can get a player for a position of need, you know, and you'd have like a rookie contract, and then, you know, maybe to get like another player for, you know, to add depth to the roster, maybe a player you wanted was drafted ahead of you so you can go for free agency to kind of fill that need. So that's it for this week. Thanks for listening, and I will see you next time.